When the pan had cooled, the monk and the boy looked at it, dazzled. The lead had dried into the shape of the pan, but it was no longer lead. It was gold. "Will I learn to do that someday?" the boy asked.
"This was my personal legend, not yours," the alchemist answered. "But I wanted to show you that it was possible."
They returned to the gates of the monastery. There, the alchemist separated the disc into four parts.
"This is for you," he said, holding one of the parts out to the monk. "It's for your generosity to the pilgrims."
"But this payment goes well beyond my generosity," the monk responded.
"Don't say that again. Life might be listening, and give you less the next time."
The alchemist turned to the boy.
"This is for you, to make up for what you gave to the general."
The boy was about to say that it was much more than he had given to the general, but he kept quiet because he had heard what the alchemist said to the monk.
"And this is for me," said the alchemist, keeping one of the parts, "because I have to return to the desert where there are tribal wars."
He took the fourth part and handed it to the monk.
"This is for the boy, if he ever needs it."
"But I'm going in search of my treasure," the boy said. "I'm very close to it now."
"And I'm certain you'll find it," the alchemist said.
"Then why this?"
"Because you have already lost your savings twice, once to the thief and once to the general. I'm an old, superstitious Arab, and I believe in our proverbs. There's one that says, everything that happens once can never happen again, but everything that happens twice will surely happen a third time."
They mounted their horses.